So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 411. We're finally back. It's been a couple weeks, but we're finally back. We've been on spring break. Well, I mean, I've been doing half days because the schedules are different for Plainfield and Ben Davis. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm here today, and that's all that matters. I am Miles Brown, your host. I'm once again being joined by Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly. What's up, man?
What's up, brother? How are you?
I am tired.
I feel you. I feel you, man. For some reason, after Easter Sunday, my left side of near the top of my back has just been in pain. I don't know. I've had my mom try to pop my back, and I have no idea what to do now because I've just been in pain. Like me trying to get out of bed this morning, I'm I feel like I'm 80 or 90 years old.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. So, but other than that, I'm good, man. All good.
Here. That's fantastic. So we've got some stuff to cover today. First, quick MLB update. So the season has finally started. It only took, forever, but it's finally started, which obviously I'm super excited about because I love baseball, but right now, the only undefeated teams so far, I mean, obviously not everyone has played as many games, but the Pirates are 5-0. The Brewers are 3-0. That's right. My Milwaukee Brewers are undefeated. The Yankees are 5-0. The Tigers are 4-0. And then there's only a couple teams that haven't won a game, the Chicago White Sox and the Miami Marlins. So
the New York Mets too. They have not won a game either.
You're right. I didn't look at that. Oopsies. But yeah, New York Mets haven't won a game either because they got, swept by the Brewers. It was an awesome series, not a big deal or anything. We're just gonna talk about a couple of cool moments. Last night, Mike Trout, 2 home run game, including a 473-foot home run, which
Jeez
was
Louise.
A towering bomb.
Man, that ball's popping right off his bat.
Yeah, I mean, it just disappeared. I saw the clip, and it just disappeared. And then Juan Soto's had a great opening in New York because he got traded to the Yankees.
Good for him. Good for New York as well and the Yankees.
I mean, 9-for-17, 1 home run, 4 RBIs, and 1.365 OPS, which is amazing.
Best team in New York right there, bud.
I mean, well, there's not much competition there. It's the Mets, and they suck.
Okay. Gotta shout it out, man, for all those Mets fans.
Fair enough. For the Pirates, Rowdy Tellez, 3-run home run to take the lead against the Marlins, ended up winning that game.
I'm really surprised the Pirates are 5-0 right now.
They faced the Marlins and the Nationals.
Okay, well,
two of the worst teams in the MLB.
That makes sense. I mean, my Cincinnati Reds are 3-1. We'll take that. What is going on in Philadelphia right now? I mean, they're 1-3. We have an early season. It's early in the season, but
yeah.
I'm just what's going on? Bryce Harper, Nick
Castellanos. Bryce Harper doesn't have a hit yet.
Wow.
I mean, he always starts off the season slow, but we'll see how that goes. There was obviously a bunch of debuts, but I think the biggest debut of all was the number 2 prospect in baseball, Jackson Churio of the Milwaukee Brewers, signed a 8-year, $82 million contract to lock him up for the future, and he's been great this debut. He's got a couple doubles, he's got quite a few stolen bases, a couple RBI, a couple hits, and a couple electric defensive plays. Dude's been on fire to start his
future,
career.
Man. The future.
Yes, sir. The Athletics won their first game on a walk-off walk because, of course. Mariners won a game off of a Julio Rodriguez knock-in single walk-off. And then there was a lot of animosity this week between the Brewers and the Mets. I'm sorry to keep talking about the Brewers, but there was some great moments from that series. whole thing between Jeff McNeil and our new first baseman, Reese Hoskins, to where, like, Reese Hoskins slid Jeff McNeil or into Jeff McNeil. Jeff McNeil thought it was dirty. There was a whole altercation. I mean, not like any fights or anything, but an altercation. And, yeah, Reese Hoskins ended up mocking him by like, doing the crying or doing, like, the rubbing his face, his hands on his face, like, crying and being like, wah, wah. And then the next game when Mets fans are booing him, he had four RBI, including a two-run single and a two-run home run that was a towering shot. So, yeah, there was a lot of issues in that series. But then last but not least, this just happened last night. Ronel Blanco of the Houston Astros, in his eighth MLB start, just threw the first no-hitter. Just by himself, there was no combined. But yeah, he, in his eighth MLB start, threw a no-hitter, which is pretty cool. It's the, I think, 16th in Astros history, and they've only been around since 1962. So, I mean, that's really impressive.
I'm looking at the Cincinnati Reds roster. I only know three players on this team. Like, where did everyone go? Okay. Like, Jonathan India, Tyler Stevenson, and Eloy De La Cruz. And
most overrated player in baseball. Sorry.
He was looking good to start his rookie campaign. I don't even know what's going on. Like, I'm sorry, Cincinnati Reds fans, but I have no idea who is on this team anymore. Like, where did everyone go?
I mean, they got a lot of new signings, and it's, you know, a lot of rookies, too.
They're signing rookies. Sign me up. I'm just kidding.
All right,
let's do this thing
into
buddy.
The hard hitting news. Well, not hard hitting. It's a lot of just, you know, pop culture. But you know what? That is hard hitting. First of all, we're getting close. We're 4 days away from the show of shows, the biggest event in sports entertainment, WrestleMania. Which, you know, I'm a big WWE guy, so I'm super excited. There's going to be a lot of great matches going on. If you want to look at the match card, go look at that. But just know, Cody Rhodes is finishing his story. I'm calling it right here, right now. Roman Reigns' 1,300-day title reign is about to end. Yeah. Oh, man, there's so much. What's he even pick from first? Because, you know, 2 weeks gone. Oh, you know, we're going to start off with some sad news. Grand Theft Auto 6 is reportedly being delayed to 2026 as development is falling behind. Hasn't been officially announced yet, but they are pushing hard to try and, like, crunch it so that it doesn't get delayed another year. But
this game better be good, man. I'm telling you. They delay this game, I'm going to be very upset.
If it isn't, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Let's see. More sad news. Like, actual sad news. Kate Middleton, Princess of Wales, reveals that she's been diagnosed with cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy. Yes, that sucks. King Charles says that he is so proud of Kate for her courage in coming out about that. But yeah, so they're still chilling.
Yeah, she could have kept that, you know, to herself and to her family, didn't have to say anything about it. But she decided to,
yeah,
go and tell everyone. That's a pretty big deal, and that takes a lot of courage. And you know, I hope that Princess of Wales has a speedy recovery.
Yeah, well, I mean, Lord knows that it would get out even if she didn't say anything.
Yeah,
but
that's true. Yeah.
Oh, man, more sad news. 40 people died and 100 were wounded in a Moscow concert attack. Yeah, it was, they're investigating it as a terrorist attack still. That sucks. All right, now here, let's actually get into, like, some better stuff, possibly. The official trailer for Beetlejuice 2 has come out. I forget who plays Beetlejuice. Oh, Oh, Michael Keaton's reprising his role as Beetlejuice? I didn't know that. Man. That's awesome. I thought that they recast him and I just didn't see it, but that's actually really cool that he's reprising his role. Jenna Ortega is also going to be in the movie as well. There's been some beef going on. Kendrick Lamar took some shots at Drake and J. Cole in his new feature on Future song Like That with Metro Boomin. That was just a lot of words that... That was just a lot of words. But, yeah, so I guess we'll see how that beef turns out. Maybe they'll make it a diss album. Star Wars has taken over the Empire State Building.
Wait, what?
Through April 29th, they're doing a bunch of light shows, actor appearances, and immersive experiences and exhibits to celebrate Star Wars. And yeah, they have like a bunch of projections on the side of the Empire State Building.
Is Chewbacca in there?
He probably will be at some point. And that'll be going on through April 29th. So you can, you know, if you're ever in New York between now and April 29th, you've got 27 more days.
Well, it looks like Mom, we're
going back to New York.
Going back to New York to go see your best friend, Chewbacca. So,
gotta love Chewbacca.
Oh, I heard some more Star Wars news. So obviously, you know, May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
They are, in theaters, they are like, putting out every Star Wars movie to be rewatched. I saw it on IMAX. It was on the on Instagram. I saw it was like, you had, you know, New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, The Phantom Menace, The Clone Wars, Revenge of the Sith, like all the great Star Wars classics. You know,
Attack of the Clones and Phantom Menace. Stuck, but well, yeah, I know what you mean.
But if you know you're interested in watching some Star Wars movies on May the 4th, I mean IMAX has got you covered. So
yeah, I feel like they've been doing that for a while.
But I thought it was just relatable. So,
yeah. So Matthew Modine, who plays Dr. Brenner in Stranger Things, is going to officiate co-star Millie Bobby Brown or Levin's wedding. Cool little interesting fact there. Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh my gosh, I love Happy Gilmore.
Is in development with Adam Sandler.
Oh man.
Reprising his role as Happy Gilmore, and I forget the actor's name for Shooter McGavin. It's like Christopher
He's a big actor. He's been in a lot of films.
Hold on.
You know he was in the show Ballers with Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
I did not. I hate The Rock right now, so
I'm just saying.
He's Christopher McDonald. I was right.
Hey, Shooter!
Shooter McGavin. Yeah. But, yeah, so, and then I think it was something like Sydney Sweeney's going to be in it, too, because she's just, like, in everything now.
Yep, that's true. Now, like, what's the storyline going to be here in Happy Gilmore 2? Is, you know, Happy Gilmore, obviously, Adam Sandler's, put some age on since he I'm just expecting I'd like to see Happy Gilmore with like you know how Adam Sandler's his white and gray beard and he's just playing golf and I expect him to just be like very old and obviously old and just I don't know, maybe it's gonna be a storyline where he's just like, oh, I got this, I'm going back to play some golf, and he just doesn't got it.
It'll probably be something along the lines of him like trying to find his groove again. So Happy Gilmore 2 is in development. The Disney Channel sitcom Wizards of Waverly Place, which was like, I don't remember when it came out originally, but it was like, I think like 2007-ish, 2010-ish. But the reboot for it has been officially confirmed with Selena Gomez reprising her role, and she will be obviously the main star. Let's see. Oh, Apple got a bunch of, gotten a U.S. antitrust lawsuit and lost $113 billion in market cap. and their shares declined by over 4%, which is not good for them at all. No, we're not going to talk about that. Hold on. Okay. So, starting January 2025, Sorry, I had to, got that urge to sneeze for a moment. I apologize. But Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida signed a bill that is banning anyone under the age of 14 from owning a social media account from January 2025 to, you know, the future. I don't know. But yeah, so if you live in Florida and you're listening, which, I mean, I don't think you are, but I don't know, anything can happen. I know we got people overseas. Or we have, like, one dude overseas in, like, Germany. So, shout out to that Germany dude. Yeah. No more social media for you. Unless you're under 14. Or unless you're over 14. Oops. Dune 2 came out recently, and it's been under insane critical and audience acclaim. Just like the first one, but even more than the first one, which is crazy, because the first one was a smash hit. And now between the two movies, it has earned over $1 billion at the global box office, with Dune 2 carrying the heavier part of that load with nearly a $700 million gross. And that's just, and yeah, that's just from a couple weeks. I think it's only been out like a month. And then Timothée Chalamet still is being on fire. He's going to be starring as Bob Dylan in a new biopic.
There's
called
a Bob Dylan biopic?
Yeah. Wow. With Timothée Chalamet. Called A Complete Unknown.
I'm not a big Bob Dylan fan, but I, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Yeah. P. Diddy had a federal raid in his Miami and L.A. homes for some gross things that I won't dive into, because, you know, school station. So if you're really interested in what's going on, it's very, you know, bad person stuff. So if you're interested in that, research on your own. But yeah, it's very gross and disgusting, and he needs to be locked up. Anyway. Euphoria Season 3 has been delayed indefinitely. I mean, I don't watch Euphoria, so I don't really care, but I know other people do, obviously. So, Barcelona's Sagrada Familia, which is, a massive basilica that began construction in 1882... and it will finally be completed in 2026 after over 140 years of construction. It'll be the world's tallest church. I thought I said world's tallest church, but I did not say that. World's tallest church, surpassing Germany's Ulm Minster. There were a couple of interruptions there. But, you know, it's finally getting done. The Baltimore Key Bridge, or the Baltimore Francis Scott Key Bridge, collapsed just completely after being hit by a cargo ship. Really scary. I don't think there was any casualties. There were some people in the water,
no,
but they were all rescued.
I think there were some casualties.
I don't think there was. Hold on.
There might have been. I might have.
Scott Key Bridge.
There were construction workers working on at the time.
Casualties. Okay. All right, so it looks like they've recovered two bodies.
Yeah.
Eight people were in the water.
See, yeah.
Two were rescued, but the other six are missing and presumed dead, unfortunately.
Yeah, which, did you see the video of the ship? Yeah, yep. It was pretty awful. My Uncle Don, I was in Michigan at the time, and he sent me this. I'm like, Uncle Don, what are you doing on X, man? Like, what?
Yeah.
And he sent me the video, and I'm like, wow. And there, I saw another video where you could see the ship, like, having, you know, electrical issues. Like, it'd be on, then be off, it'd be on. Then I'm like, oh, goodness, this is a catastrophe. And then it was too late and to get the whole ship slowed down. Because, I mean, you could go, because it was going, what was it, 9 miles an hour, which is like 8 knots.
Yeah.
And it's not going very fast, but with the load you're carrying and, you know, it just also depends on how well the water's moving as well. It could be with the wind.
Yeah.
And you can't slow that ship down in enough time while you're having electrical issues to come to a complete stop. And it was very tragic.
So, yeah, very, very tragic stuff. They're going to rebuild it, obviously. But, yeah, so hopefully those other six people can be found. You know, maybe they're just like, maybe they got out of the water and are just, you know, like chilling in Taco Bell or something. But
chilling in Taco Bell, wow.
I don't know. Maybe they're...
I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe they're just missing.
I hope they're, you know...
Hope all they're all good.
They're all good.
Chilling at Taco Bell. But, yeah. Dragon Ball creator Akira Toriyama passed away recently, which was a big deal for the whole Dragon Ball community. This is interesting. There is a man who legally changed his name to literally anybody else so that he could run for president for, like, people that aren't that don't like the political candidates. He's running, and then his name is literally anybody else, so that people could vote for literally anybody else than the current candidates. And speaking of that, Robert F. Kennedy, probably one of the biggest independent candidates we've seen in a while, has finally picked his running mate, which is Nicole Shanahan, who is a like tech mogul, kind of entrepreneur. And she's opened a lot of stuff that relates to health, specifically women's health and like reproductive health specifically. So she is his running mate, and we'll see how that goes and that if that'll help his candidacy. So Nolan Arbaugh, who was the first human recipient of the Neuralink brain implant from Elon Musk and his whole company, lost his mobility originally, his sensation and mobility due to a diving accident described used the implant to control a computer cursor with his thoughts, likening it to the Force. So during a live stream demonstration, he showcased his ability to play digital chess and control music playback, highlighting the newfound freedom that the implant has given him. And he even used this Neuralink brain implant to pull an all-nighter playing Sid Meier's Civilization VI. That's all he did. He got the surgery and then started playing Civilization VI for hours on end. What an absolute legend. You know, just this groundbreaking brain implant that's, like, actually working. And he's playing Civilization VI instead of, you know, whatever else it's intended for. Like, that's just awesome to me for no reason. Tyler Ninja Blevins, one of the biggest gaming influencers that we've seen. And for a while, I mean, he was the face of Fortnite forever. He was diagnosed with cancer at the age of 32 after spotting a warning sign on his foot. It seems that he's going to be okay. It was like just a, or it was a mole on the bottom of his foot. And it was, and the mole was like melanoma. And it seems like he'll be fine because they caught it super early, but you know, I'm sure he's going to be giving updates and stuff. Yeah, that's just a reminder to, if you see something weird on your body that shouldn't be there, then please go to a doctor because you don't know what that could be. The Titanic door prop that kept Rose alive in the movie just sold for $718,750.
Where do people find this money? Like, what? Like,
I don't know.
A prop. Like,
it's a door.
It's a like I don't.
It is a wooden door.
It would have been different if it was a autographed baseball of Babe Ruth or
yeah.
Like I shout out to whoever bought that. I don't know. My mom would probably be very disappointed in me if I spent $718 on a prop. But you know, hey, you're a fan of the Titanic. Go right ahead. I mean, if it was like you know, one of Mark Hamill's lightsabers used in Star Wars, I might have to purchase that or Darth Vader or
oh yeah, of course,
something like that. Definitely. If there was a piece of sheet metal from Days of Thunder, one of their props, I would take that. But geez, what does the door even look like? Is it like
it's just a door?
Like it's not like a, like one of those fancy ship doors. It's not. It's like that door.
Yeah, but like there's no window in it. But yeah, it's just a door.
I don't understand.
Well, if you think that's dumb. A original iPhone just sold for $130,000 at auction.
What are you going to do with that?
Like, what? It's sealed, so it's not like it's just the original iPhone. It's just it's sealed in the box. So if it's already sealed in the box, then why buy it in the first place if you're not going to use it?
Yeah, we're going to just use my original iPhone.
I don't know, man.
We were just reporting the news.
Mega Millions ticket was sold that was worth over $1.13 billion in New Jersey.
Wow.
So congratulations to that person. Would have liked it to be me, but, you know. Apparently there's just been some random epidemic going around where women in New York City are just getting punched in the face for no reason whatsoever. Like, some dude will just come up, punch him, and then walk away. Or, like, run away or whatever. So, weird. Stop, please. If you're doing that in New York and you are listening, stop that, please. I'd appreciate it. And I feel like the women would appreciate it as well. 7-Eleven. Oh. Ew. Oh, no. 7-Eleven has collaborated with Miracle Seltzer to introduce a new lineup of sparkling waters in four different flavors. Lemon lime, green apple, sweet orange. You're not going to believe this, Nelly. And hot dog.
What?
Hot dog.
Hot dog's a flavor.
Hot dog, sparkling water.
Who's going to drink that?
I'll probably try it, but...
I'm going to go to 7-Eleven and pick me up a hot dog sparkling water.
No, I'm 1,000% going to try it.
I'll do it with you for social media.
I
will do it for the social media.
Yeah.
I will legit.
Because I'm a massive sparkling water guy, and that just, so intriguing. I can't.
Hot dog? Like, it tastes like meat.
Yeah.
I
don't know, man, but I'm 1,000% trying it just to try it. Like, I probably won't ever get it again because it's most likely going to be disgusting.
Yeah, guarantee it.
But I'll still try it. But yeah.
Hot dog.
Hot dog. 2 years ago, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, for anyone that's interested.
That was a day to remember.
That was a... Definitely, that was crazy. Out of all the days, that was
insane.
That was one of them.
That was one, like in pop culture. That was crazy.
Yep. So Wyoming's Republican Governor Mark Gordon has signed a bill into law banning doctors in that state from performing gender transitioning and reassignment procedures for children. So, yep, all I'm going to say. Crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried, who has led one of the largest financial frauds in U.S. history because of or from FTX, which he swindled over $10 billion from unsuspecting customers. It was valued, or his company FTX was valued at $32 billion before its bankruptcy in 2022. And he has now been sentenced to 25 years in prison, which seems a little low to me, but, yeah. It's just low. I don't know what else to say there.
It's just low.
It's just a low number. Don't know why it was only 25 years. Christopher Nolan will receive knighthood in England.
Wow.
And he's
congratulations. That's awesome.
And now he's going to be Sir Christopher Nolan.
Joining Elton John, Lewis Hamilton, Paul McCartney, a lot of great actors, artists, race car drivers. It's just a lot of people. I mean, I could go on and on about this. I mean, I think I don't even know if Jimmy Page has been knighted yet, but, you know, he should be, if not, for Led Zeppelin.
Or, yeah.
Robert Plant. I don't know. There's just a bunch of people. I could go. I think Ozzy Osbourne was knighted, too, at one point. I might be wrong there. But, hey, Christopher Nolan, you deserve it. Great director. Loved Oppenheimer. Or loved what you did in the Dark Knight series. Loved it. So good for you.
And then his wife also received damehood as well because she's his producing partner.
That's awesome.
Yup.
Husband and wife producing films, man.
Oh, yeah. Living the dream.
Living the dream, producing some of the greatest Batman films of all time. Oppenheimer will go down as one of the best movies in the 21st century.
Awesome. For sure. I mean, that one... bajillion awards, especially at the Oscars. Wait, was the Oscars? I talked about the Oscars at some point.
Did, yeah.
Okay, we're
Robert
good.
Robert Downey Jr.
Okay, we've covered that before.
Yep.
That would have been bad if I didn't cover that.
Best supporting actor is Robert Downey Jr., male supporting actor.
Yep, first time he's ever won any. His first Oscar, I think. That's his first Oscar. Yeah, that's his first Oscar. What,
seriously? That's his first?
Yep. Wow. Pirates of the Caribbean producer Jerry Bruckheimer, phenomenal name, has revealed that they are planning on rebooting the franchise, Pirates of the Caribbean. I mean, that'll be interesting to see. I don't know if Johnny Depp's going to be in it, but that'll be interesting to see. Whoa. That's something. So, YouTuber Your Fellow Arab was kidnapped in Haiti by a gang and held for ransom. He wanted to conduct an interview with the gang leader Barbecue. And, I mean, his name is Barbecue. I wouldn't trust him. Because his name is Barbecue, but, you know.
Sick nickname, though.
Sick nickname, honestly. But, yeah, YouTuber Your Fellow Arab was kidnapped by a gang in Haiti who demanded $600,000 for this dude. He's been released, after 2 weeks, he finally got released. This news broke when he was already in captivity. But, he was released, and he was all good. But, you know, that's just terrifying. Let's see. The first African-American man to win an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor, Louis Gossett Jr., has sadly passed away at the age of 87, so... I don't like sad news. It sucks. But It is what it is. But yeah, that sucks for his family. And yeah. Yeah, we're going to move on. Joe Biden has ordered every U.S. federal agency to appoint a chief AI officer with the growing risks and advancements going on when it comes to the world of AI. So, yeah, chief AI officer. So now people are going to be in control of AI, because hopefully that doesn't, you know, take over the world or anything. Please, I don't want us to take over the world. That wouldn't be cool. Yeah, so apparently this is just the weirdest duo ever, or the weirdest trio ever, I should say. Because, I mean, this went viral online for a reason. Spotted hanging out, just, you know, in public, hanging out, just the three of them hanging out. Snoop Dogg, Austin Butler, like the dude from Dune and Elvis, and Robert De Niro.
Wait, what? You have, okay, Austin Butler, Robert De Niro, who was in
a lot everything.
Of everything. Wasn't he in, it's not Goodfellas. What was that movie? I forgot. He was in, it wasn't, yeah.
Wasn't he in Goodfellas?
Was he in Goodfellas? I thought he was. I thought Robert De Niro was in Goodfellas. Maybe not. I thought.
Yeah, he was in Goodfellas. He was,
okay, so yeah, Goodfellas, and you have Austin Butler, who's in Elvis, and who's the other actor?
Snoop Dogg.
What? Okay, we got Snoop Dogg,
Austin Butler,
Elvis, and you have Robert De Niro, who's in Goodfellas. Were they making a movie or
no? They were just hanging out.
Just hanging out.
Just chilling in public.
Hey, that got one of the greatest rappers of all time. You have what? You have one of the greatest actors of all time. You have an upcoming actor. Who will be recognized as the actor who played Elvis and did? I thought he did a superb job.
Okay, you said Robert De Niro is one of the greatest actors of all time. Let me talk my junk for a second.
Okay,
he isn't.
He isn't.
He plays the same character in every movie, and sure, he plays that character very well, but it's the same character in every single movie. Same mannerisms, same accents, same styles. Except for, like, maybe when he was mentally handicapped dude in that movie with Robin Williams. Other than that, he's the same character. I mean,
he's widely, I mean, by a lot of people, they could
consider. Well, they.
He's, I mean, to a lot of people, I mean.
Well, they're wrong. They're so, wrong. Boom.
Wow.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard, who was, or, you know, had that whole fiasco where she was in prison for murder, yeah. But it was a whole kit and caboodle thingy. Like, kit and caboodle? No, that's not right. Whole kerfuffle. That's what I meant to say. It was a whole kerfuffle. But she just announced her divorce from her husband 3 months after her prison release because, you know, she met him in prison and then realized, wait, this dude isn't that great. And, yeah, so, bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for her. But, yeah, let's see. Lizzo has announced that she is quitting, she's quitting social media. It doesn't look like she's quitting music. But, yeah, so it looks like she's only quitting. Oh, she doesn't actually. Okay, never mind. She didn't actually specify on whether she was quitting music or social media, but she's quitting either one of them or both of them due to constant criticism about her personality and her appearance. I'm not a Lizzo fan, but I'm sure that probably sucks for Lizzo fans. And yeah. Oh, that's great. So, streamer iShowSpeed bought a custom-painted Lamborghini that has, like, a mural of Cristiano Ronaldo on it. just a, like a painting of Cristiano Ronaldo on the hood of the car.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
And it's got the Portugal color scheme, so it's all, man, you know, green and red.
He loves that guy.
And that's his first car that he's ever bought. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to get Cristiano Ronaldo car. Like, that's just so random. He's ridiculous. Recently, the world's most expensive cow was sold in Brazil for $4 million.
Okay, this cow, you know.
Like, why are, I don't know how my public I don't know how my private transactions got leaked, because how are people weren't supposed to know I spent that much on a cow. Get it? I'm saying I bought the cow, yeah, but I didn't. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a silly
goof.
Okay,
if that cow better be producing the best milk that someone has ever tasted for $4 million. If it's not, then maybe it's like a, I don't know. It could be a very large cow. I really have no idea. $4 million U.S. dollars for a cow. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. This thing better have some, like, good genes or something in it. Like, if you're, like, you know, having baby cows, man, your sons and daughter cows, they better become, like, strong bulls and strong cows with $4 million. You must have, like, some strong genes or very rare cow. It's a lot of money.
Yeah. The solar eclipse is about to happen on Monday.
Yep. We will not be in school.
We will not be in school that day. But yeah, just thought I would bring that up in case you forgot. The police are in search for Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice because he was involved in a six-vehicle car accident in Dallas, and he fled the scene. People caught him on dash cam, I guess, just like on the dash cams that they have in their cars personally. So even though that they sustained minor injuries, it was still, you know, hit and run, essentially. So they're searching for him. I mean, I don't know what it is with promising wide receivers and crashing their cars. But, you know. Godzilla and Kong. Godzilla X Kong. Mama's saying Godzilla and Kong. The New Empire. Opened in its opening weekend with $194 million. What? Hold on. That doesn't make sense. Nah, doesn't matter. But, yeah, opened with $194 million. I still haven't seen it yet, but I'm definitely going to because I loved Godzilla vs. Kong. Like, people said that it was not very good.
I thought it was a very good film.
I loved it.
The action was awesome.
I know. That's why I loved it.
And then you have, like, out of nowhere, you have Godzilla who gets, like, some... I mean, obviously, he can, like, you know, scream and roar, but then he's, like, shooting, like, lasers out of his...
I mean, he's been able to shoot lasers, but still, like, it was crazy.
I haven't seen a lot of Godzilla films. I think that was, like, one of the only ones I've ever seen. But, I mean, he was, like, the graphics, the sound effects, the action was great.
Yeah, I mean, and the story was pretty decent, too, especially for an action movie. But, and I mean, that's why it made so much money, because it had a decent story and it was an action movie.
I have one more bit of news.
And what would that be?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, opening night for the Indianapolis Indians is today.
Yes, sir!
It is today. It'll be at... Trying to find the time here.
Victory Field at 7 p.m.
Yeah, well, Miles works there, so...
I'm not going to be working the game tonight, but I will be working the game tomorrow
future,
and Thursday.
Future MLB bat boy right here.
Okay? Yes, sir. I like
saying.
That.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Get to meet Paul Skeens tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure, Paul Skeens.
Which means I get to meet Livy Dunn. Actually, that's not like...
he was selected number one overall by the Pittsburgh Pirates in the 2023 draft. He is rated as the Pirates' number one prospect and the number three overall prospect in minor league baseball. So, Indianapolis Indians fans, Pittsburgh Pirate fans, we have a future with Paul Skeens for sure. He did a lot of great things at LSU in the 2023 College World Series and him leading their team to their first
National championship.
National championship.
But and then he also was phenomenal in his first Indian start. He pitched three perfect innings with five strikeouts. Like, dude is ridiculous.
But there has been some weather in the area, especially this morning. It was a heavy downpour. If by opening pitch, if it is not 60 degrees or higher, then they will reschedule. They'll reschedule the game, and you know, for season ticket holders, they will get you another ticket to go see Paul Skeens and the squad. Pirates hopefully are building a big future with Paul Skeens, and I hope he does well in Pittsburgh.
Indeed, and that will wrap it up for this show. It is 8:30. Thank you for listening. Everyone have a great week, and be safe out there, because rain, and if you're going to an Indians game tomorrow, you might see me in the home dugout.
Yep, shout out to Miles Sprung.
Let me rephrase, you'll see me in the home dugout, because, you know,
and if you see me at the game, I'll be eating a hot dog and shoving food in my mouth.
Yes, sir. So,
yep.
But yes, that's going to wrap it up. Everyone have a great week. Next up is Next up is Yes And by Ariana Grande. Have a great day.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.